back that we're still in Golus. Faith Hashem, Hegel Hashem, and Harabayis is still Mechulo. Chazal say, sitting on the floor, espousing the offer, sitting in the earth, saying the kinois, the lamentations, like a person, somebody very close to him just died. Nobody should know of such a situation. And if anybody has gone through it, somebody so close to us, and it's their appearance, gave birth to us, brought us up, cared for us, did everything they can so we can have the best, selflessly, strengthening us physically, emotionally, in any way possible, caring, to feel our fears, our life, our ability to succeed in life has come in a great way from then. And suddenly we look and there is just a goof, just a body there. That close relationship for years and years is not there anymore. It's the most horrible feeling, the feeling of loneliness, the feeling of where am I going to get my strength to continue from. That's what we're doing now. It's kinat. It's almost a lost art, unfortunately. Tisha B'av, the vast majority of the Jewish nation doesn't even know what it is. It may sound funny, but it's so sad. A friend of mine once was passing by a reform shul in New York and happened to be Tisha B'av. And he looked inside, they were having a feast. He was very shocked. And he asked him, what are you doing? And he said he wanted to prepare them for the Leil HaSeder. They had no idea what it was. And that's really people, that's some type of ceremony. How much of Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael. We're all one nation. We all have to fear for one another. That's what Hashem wants. The lack of fear for one another. Both the Chulban. We have to feel for one another. That's the state of Klal Yisrael. We don't have to go that far away. How many people really feel anything on Tisha B'av? Even a person who wants to make something out of Tisha B'av, go to hear something very physical. Watch a film of so many fantastic people. It's all good. But that's not what we're doing. That's what Chazal set up. Chazal set up at least part of the day, a little bit, to have a feeling of mourning. Chizuk is wonderful. It's great. How to become a better person. And we have to do that our entire lives. There's a special avoido of Tisha B'av, the avoido of Avelus. Sitting on the floor, I can't stand up. I'm so broken. By a wedding, anybody can dance. He knows how to dance. He can be dancing for himself and not for the husband and Kala, putting on a nice show. He can look happy without being connected at all to the people that really have this symbol. But by a Levaya, when a person dies, the only ones that are mourning are the ones that are very close to the one who passed away. You can't fake it. And that's what's so hard. That's what's so hard. We're ready. Close to 2,000 years. Away from that event, we never experienced the greatness, the closest that we could have had to our Kodesh Bogu. That's what Hashem wants, each one of us, to be mizvoinen, to pay attention, to think a little bit what our real greatness is, what the real closest is, and how far away we are from it. The Gemara Brachah says that when we say, Yiskadel, Yiskadei, Shnei Rabo, we're yearning for the greatness of Hashem to be recognized. The world that was created with His will, the will of Hashem, there should be a people that recognize His greatness and want to be so intimately close with Him. The Yamlech Malchusei, we're yearning for the time. The Malchus of Hashem will be revealed to the entire world, at least to us. We'll see the greatness was such an obvious. Everything in life will take the right scale of values. What's important was not. The youngest man was the guy who was on. And then we say, hey, Shnei Rabbi Mevora. I may not even feel it, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what I'm missing. At least I say it. I don't know what I'm missing. I know there's so much greatness for myself and for the world out there. And I really say it in the depths of my heart. Hey, Shnei Rabbi Mevora, the Olam Umeo Mayo. The great name, the recognition of a great Father in heaven should be recognized by the entire world. The greatness should permeate all the world that Hashem created. That deep feeling of connection to Hashem. Gemara and Brachah says that Kaviyachol arouses Hashem to say, even Melech Shetap Mekatzimai to the Beisoy, brings back memories of the time that we had the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem was the Tachin of the Melech. He was the King over the world and King over us, and we realize that He's leading our lives in such a beautiful fashion. Oy the old Shikra Bonim Me'al Shulchono. It aroused my son's brother's feelings. This gobbis, it was necessary. Oy, the princesses of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they could have been in the palace and the royal table. Look where they are. Oy, the Bonim, woe to my sons. And woe to me that they're not with me. So how can you make the shom for this so far away? Maybe a partial mushroom, it's not accurate. But there was, like the Gemara says, there's a king. Almighty King, very powerful King, a wonderful King, had a beautiful palace with his royal table, the royal food, and his family had been around him. Father Melochim, they get everything they need, physical, emotional, they'd be mushlam, the greatest life that anyone could imagine. But he had a child who grew up in such a passion, he took it for granted. He didn't appreciate that he had a different type of life than everybody else. He didn't appreciate the greatness of being so close to the king. And he acted in a fashion that was not sinning. He did things that were not compatible with the behavior of somebody of the royal family, disregarded the will of the king to the point that it was just impossible to keep him there. Not even because the king was insulted, the king was in such a high level, nothing insults him. But he saw that the way this person, this child was going, because he had so much, he was spoiled without appreciating what he had. He's going to destroy his own life. And we know that. We know people brought up in kingly families, royal families, wealthy families, they mamish, end up to the lowest of the lowest places, because they don't appreciate what they have, and they just deteriorate to nothing. And the king felt the only way this child was able to survive is, take him to the house of the family, send him to an island far away. Maybe he'll become more of a mensch, realize other things in life than what he was following. And the king even put people over there, shluchim, hidden messengers, servants of the king of that island to observe how this person would have the child was behaving. Maybe he'll start behaving in a better fashion. And the child himself, whoever he is, he was so detached. He just stayed on that island. He found something and married over there, children over there. And his children grew up on that island. Children growing up the island, they never saw the glory of the house of the king, of the palace of the king. They never saw the greatness they had. They never saw the pleasures that one can have. And they grew up on the island of poor, simple people. And they made do with what they had. And they always, one day they were happy, another they were complaining, or whatever it was. They didn't even realize what they really were, the greatness. That's more or less. We're not the first generation, we're not even the second generation, we're tens of generations later, living on that island, not having a clear picture in our mind. What life could be living in the palace? That's the job we have. If one day somebody walks up to one of those grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and tells them the king is still in his palace, I'm telling you, you should know. They start describing to him what life could really be like. He has two options, that child. He either not believe the person, or somehow can believe it. Maybe he was even given over from his parents and his grandparents that he is from the princely family, but he never really got a picture of it. And suddenly wake up and think, what am I doing over here? I've been living a life like a simple person, a pauper, doing nothing special with my life, struggling through life like everybody else, and I mistakenly thought that this is what life is all about. Have a little bit to eat here, activities to do, and suddenly gets that picture, and he internalizes it, he believes it. And when he comes to that point, he would suddenly come to that feeling, oi, oi, what a life, what a wasted life I have over here. Oh, I wish I could get back to the real, my real self, my real place, my real connection, where I belong, because I'm part of that kingly family. If the person wakes up, and he believes it, and he visualizes for himself the true greatness that he can have. The king and the king's son and the king's grandson, they kept those people over there to watch over. Maybe one generation is going to come and it's going to be some descendant that's going to wake up and really yearn to be part of the kingly family. And the second that happens, the message goes back to the king. And the king hears, There's a prince out there, a princess out there that suddenly woke up and they realized the life awaited is not a life. It's a minute fraction of what life really could be. Now it's time to bring it back. Like we said, with generations after generations, we're in a better state. Baruch Hashem has been this muscle that's like this, not accurate muscle. Because even though we aren't goers, we're not like a simple person in the islands. We still have a much deeper kesher to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The income there, that's what Hashem is waiting to hear from us, and that's what we have to hear for ourselves. Life over here with everything we have, Baruch Hashem, the Rabbin Shemayim, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, where the depth of the goers, the natural state of goers should be life that is not livable. And in the Eden story, it's fun to know Hashem is with us, Hashem is providing with us so much good, especially in our generation. There's so much there, and there's room to mistakenly think, okay, look, everybody, I have like everybody else, not that bad. And that's the way the world is today, it's not that bad. In Goyish terms, it's not that bad. But we're not in that world, it's true. That world is out there, that world is missing the greatness of life. The world is missing the whole point we were created for. Now's the time to be disappointed, pay attention to the point. I feel, that deep, close kesher with that, so disposal that shows us that we can have, regular and nefesh, uplifted spirit that Klal Yisrael should have. This is the Shemai that Klal Yisrael has above the laws of nature. I can have all of that. All Hashem wants me is to feel. Take it a few hours. Come on afterwards, also go with that. With appreciating what I have. Not falling into despair, depression has to show. But realizing that all the good I have is nothing. It's a drop in the ocean of the greatness that I have. We read in the Eichot. God has a chori af from Keren Yisrael. Because Baruch Hu cut off in Tabiokhu's anger. Called Keren Yisrael. Keren can mean a horn, Keren can mean a ray of light, and they both symbolize the same idea. But Yorin Keren La'amoy, a Keren is a sign of majesty, a sign of greatness, even an animal. Kalin, a very beautiful animal, has those beautiful horns coming out of his head that shows a sign of greatness. Keren sounds to me that the same word is in English, you call it crown. Keren is a crown, it's something that shows majesty. There's a crown coming up from the person, and he's connected with Hashem, like the horn, and there's a rays of the Kali Hoy coming down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Panos. That's the connection, that's a greatness, that our head does not stop in the physical head. There's something emanating away from that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, makes it the greatest of the great. Before the fool makes religion, we didn't appreciate it. We appreciate that we have this lifeline of greatness connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we felt that Veyr described in the Vaisheni, that Veyr is in the Sinam, that Veyr is not appreciating one another. Chas V'Shalom even feels feelings of hatred one another. Where does that come from? If I feel so great, if I feel connected to the epitome of greatness, and that Hashem is giving me everything I need, more than I need, how can anything in the world disturb me? See, the sinner comes from the fact that I'm disconnected from Hashem. I hate the other person because what keeps me going is my ego. And if he hurts my ego, he's deserving of the death penalty. Because that's all I have, my inner ego. Everybody has to bow down to me and everybody has to say I'm the greatest person in the world. Obviously, I'm exaggerating a little bit. That's what's going down deep in our heads and in our hearts. So I get slighted when somebody doesn't give the cover that I'm expecting, the honor that I expected. Or even somebody swindled me. Is that a reason to hate the person? What are you doing to me? I have a connection to Hashem. I want greatness. He can't do anything to me. He can't take me down to my greatness just because of what he did. But we don't realize that. That's the Sinus Lina Sinus. That is the bitter, bitter, killful destruction of Sinus Lina. The sinner, the lack of love between one Jew and the next. And by your sinner's sinner, by the way, does not mean hating. It means indifference also. By the Goyim, live and let live is a sign of peace. By us, we call that sinner, sinner. I don't care about the other person. I'm involved with myself. I'm not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I see
And my whole life, my greatness is emanating from the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly being made and getting good to me. I automatically feel the desire to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not indifferent. If I see somebody has a simcha, I don't be lazy and not go to a simcha. If I see a person in sorrow, I care for him. Whether it be kachoyim, somebody sick, whatever it is, that feeling for every member of Klal Yisrael, the people that are close to me, and the people that are closest to me, my own family, how much caring we have to be for one another, that only could happen if we really have some feeling of a greatness. This is what happened. God of the glory out to Kelly Israel, that rays of light of greatness that were emanating from us and between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu were chopped off, and later and the Megillah says, and the Eichel says, Heyim Kerem Sarecho, Hashem uplifted his horn, his rays of light of the ones according to us. And that's the way the world goes. There are two options. If we recognize our care and our greatness, then we are the ones who rule over the world. We're the most powerful, the whole world. That's what we have to base on Nitosh. Nobody started off with Klal Yisrael. We could go and Elias Regan, leave our houses open, nobody would come in. Nobody with their sword, the sword of the Zoyim that are with their selfish drives to overpower other people. They do between themselves, they leave us alone because we know what the opposite, we're way above them. The prayer for the prayer, first of all, that's calling out to our God's disposal, connecting us to our God's disposal, is way more powerful than the terror, the sword of Israel. So we don't appreciate that, and we follow what other nations of the world are doing, that it's not even as a show, my God's disposal, Koryat, chopping off that connection. If we don't show the connections, then automatically, that's our Hogan. You're disconnected. You close the telephone lines. What's going to happen? We're going to remain connected. Because Bible doesn't mean to open up if we're not doing our study. The Medrash describes the care, the greatness, that ray of light, connecting us to the Bible. It said that the Christ has 10 different types of karnayim, this care, 10 different types of these horns, these rays of light connecting us. Karen of Avram of Zayn, I'm not going to go to the Sukkim. Avram of Zayn with his chesed, and he laid out his bow, who with Yitzhak made himself a kohen, gave up everything to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe, the Torah, Huda, Leviya, Nebuah, all the Mayas that Christ will land, the only nation that has Nebuah, that level of connection, we're the only nation that has Torah, Hashem, that was brought down in Hashemayim, a special gift to us, to the Klal Yisrael, the Karan Yehoi, the rays of glory that we got when we received the Torah, the Karan of Ezen Mikrosh, the Karan of Klal Yisrael. We did not appreciate these 10 great modes, forms of greatness, of closeness, of connection to Hashem, that uplifted us above all the nations of the world, of the Torah, of the Avodah. The mayor of those 10 were cut off from us and given over to Mr. Oilam. You know, in Daniel, there's a description of Malchus Edom. The Goyish world to this very day, he has 10 horns over there also. Those are anti-horns. Virtual horns. We are the real ones. We are the real rays of light that connect us to the reality of the world. That the world is all about. We have the ability to be so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the ability to have that shleimus. Shleimus in the physical world. When we're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he moves all the machlus. He moves all the cheres. All the swords that we see in our generation, our time also, constantly attacks, killing, as we mentioned before, Rahmanullah Islam, our Klal Yisrael doesn't appreciate the greatness. They don't realize the caring that we have, by Yoram Kehan La'amai. We're now in this Rahmanullah Islam, we don't know where it's going to end. This war going on between members of the Jewish nation and the Holy Land of Eretz Yisrael. People fighting, Chassid Shalom. This should not be considered the holy land. Chas v'sholem, Torah and Mitzvah should not be the thing that we're proud of. Chas v'sholem, we should appreciate we're unpunished. We're not full of tayegas. Goda, Kerem, Yisrael. The greatness of Klal Yisrael cut off, not recognized, and given over to the Umas Olam in the virtual world, in the world of pride. What are they proud of? Proud of being a behemoth? Proud of being selfish? Proud of wasting their lives on nonsense. Virtuality, pride of having a situation that a parent doesn't recognize the children doesn't recognize the parents. They're so totally involved in themselves. That greatness of Kalah Yisrael emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A parent is supposed to be a ray of light to his children. He's so busy with his things. He doesn't have time to say hello to the parents and the kids when they come home. And it's called coming into our matanah, it's coming into our neighbors, into our own houses. We don't realize we're opening up our houses to the tzubit. Goda, get in Israel. That's what we have to feel today. Not just a nice word of chizit. It's also good. That's not what we're doing now. Chazal knew what they were saying. Chazal know what we need. What keeps the Jewish nation going? And at least once in a year, we have a gift like we're having a kippah to recharge ourselves of the kapara of leaving our vedas, which uplifts us and keeps us going even if we fall down the rest of the year. But we're still alive and going because of that. Tisha B'Av is also a moye, a time of such closeness. What do you mean closeness? We're crying because we're so far away. We're quiet. We're crying because we're like that prince that doesn't even realize, has no way to picture what a palace looks like. But yet, that is our way of saying, I know there's a Karen in Israel out there. I know there's a Yoren Karen Lama like this every day. Hashem is just waiting for us to call out. I was disappointed, I paid attention to the war. I mistakenly was just going through life like everybody else and being satisfied or not satisfied or partially satisfied with what I have. But Baruch Hashem, we have so much to be satisfied with, but I don't appreciate how much war is out there. I don't yearn for that. I don't realize what my true greatness is. I don't realize you have that master like we're saying. Abashraz HaShmina, the Beit HaMikdash, half an hour drive from here, just straight to the Beit HaMikdash. Coming to the Beit HaMikdash and getting a Ruach HaKodesh, clarity. How much confusion is in the world, what's important in life. Clarity how to spend my time right. Clarity how to be my kind of my children, make them feel great. Not just make them feel life is about eating and sleeping and making fun of them. That a boy can do also. Come upon, you have to eat and sleep, you have to go to the bath, you have to make fun of them, those things are wonderful. But people are missing the boat. People are missing the boat. That's all they're interested in. That's all they think about. And they don't think about the true greatness. We don't think about it enough, our true greatness. Just imagine that Beit HaMikdash coming down and suddenly the whole world changes. The whole world changes. When the Gashmi is thinking of things, suddenly we start with the out of them. Yashmi is shopping the better parts of them. We sleep, live in our country in full peace. Everybody that comes from around the world deserves it. They can care, take care of our needs. The financial problems and the fears that exist suddenly stop. We have everything we need. The shefa, health issues, also suddenly everybody comes back to health. But the eager, we recognize the clarity, the greatness, the caring Israel, the rays that are emanating down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us and from us back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that uplifts us above the entire creation. And we take advantage of it properly. How hard it is for us to get up for davening. When we get up for davening to come on davening, and whenever we show up to the davening to have kavanah the tefillah, we want to cry about something, just cry about that. So many opportunities that we don't take advantage of. Oh, Hashem, once again, not a time to fall into despair. Hashem appreciates every little thing we do. We show up for 1 minute to tefillah. That kavanah for 10 seconds is also something we should be proud of. But how much more is out there? How much more is out there? How much more Toya is out there? A Goya named Toya, that when Golas, our Toya is not the same also. Sorry. And everybody has those times when we taste the sweetness of Toya, where we understand a piece of it, we're making us feel, and we feel also those times. Everybody has sometimes when we are, oh, that was a beautiful, sweet feeling. But think about that sweetness and realize that the real nature of Klal Yisrael is constant sweetness. It's Adigal Hashem and the Hennessy Dishkin also 24/7 every day of our life. That's what it's supposed to be. Natural. If I'm involved too much in the things that are bothering me physically, emotionally, COVID wise, also think this is not the way it should be. This is not the Kedim Yisrael. Yes, Hashem, when we have to make the mitzvahs of them, we can really appreciate what we have. And we're so proud of what we have. Our hearts can be naturally open to care for everybody around us, whether it be our tefillahs, our words. We don't have shalom bayit, but Everything's going to come into place because we're going to see our true greatness, our truth, closest to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Should be said to take advantage of this very, very holy, moyer time of closeness to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The closest comes for the recognition. I'm close enough to realize that I'm the prince of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm Hebrew Me'al-Sulton. I'm not the bearer. And there's so much more after in life, and so much I can start doing now, and the more I do it now, the more I feel that I want to get more out of the reality of life, not the virtual life of Esau, with his 10 horns, the horns, this ray of light, the greatness that Yisrael has. I appreciate that. Yes, Hashem, will yearn, will be misfollowed, talk on the shvogel, will say, maybe it's the Rambo, with cold country, it has to be loud, it has to be with the depth of the heart. I really want to see the mouths of Hashem in my life, in my time. And yet Hashem will come back and say, oi, woe to me, that my son called El Sulchono, as he made it, Hashem in less of a Shuva, as he should make it together.